And today we are interviewing Robin Damron. The second, he is a CDM and CHH artist, combines both genres. He has an upcoming EP, and he's already released a single called Hope, and it's a fantastic single. His unique blend of genres makes him one of my favorite artists, and I'm so glad to interview him today.
Well, thank you, Chase. I'm really glad to be on the show and to have this opportunity to interview with you.
Yes, yet again, thank you so much for being the first artist I interview. And I hope to have you back on another time and learn more, maybe, when your EP comes out.
That sounds great. I was thinking something along the same lines, actually.
Yeah. So I was reading a bit about you, and so tell us about, like, when you're growing up, you said you listened to music a lot, and just tell us about yourself and how you grew up and where you're from.
Right. So I'm from Central Ohio. I'm in Grove City now, but I grew up in Columbus area. And I had a variety of tastes of music, most of which were Christian. I had some secular bands that I listened to, but, you know, typically like to keep them clean. So I grew up listening to bands like Reliant K, and then Plus One was another one too. They're more like a vocal boy band. But I also liked NSYNC, which was interesting growing up. You know, that was one of my like NSYNC Plus One's not something I go out and tell all my friends at high school. Like, yeah, I like boy bands. So it wasn't really a cool thing for guys. But I really enjoyed it.
If the music's good, yeah, it's fine to listen to.
Yeah. So I was really good into vocal harmonies. And passion started probably from some of those vocal harmony bands. At about the age of 12 is when I decided that I really wanted to try to do music myself. So my first experimentation with music was actually with a PlayStation video game called MTV's Music Creator or Generator or something along those lines. And I would like mix beats on the PlayStation, and then I would play them back through a speaker, and then I would sing along to those beats with another device recording. They sounded so horrible because you got all this feedback from the playing through the speaker and feedback from like horrible quality equipment, but that's kind of how I got started.
Oh, very interesting. Yeah, sometimes just that one musical technology or that one musical instrument or feature can get you started. Tell us, like, what inspired you to write your songs, like, for example, Hope? What inspired you to write that song?
Well, one thing, just with music in general, when I'm creating songs, I like to listen to a variety of music. I like to listen to Christian artists who put out dancey tracks that, you know, just have lyrics. Like, for instance, Family Force 5 has a song called Chainsaw. I own the song, really love it. But yeah, when I'm creating my own music, I didn't want to waste my time with any songs that weren't going to have some sort of impact on the listener other than just, hey, this is a great song to dance to. So with Hope, when I was creating Hope, you know, the message behind this is that, you know, Jesus is our hope. He's my hope. I wanted to portray this image of no matter what you're going through, no matter how hard things seem, if you have Christ in your life, then there's always a positive outcome because, you know, as believers, all things work together for the good of those who believe in God. And so no matter how bad the situation may seem, whatever storm you may be having in your life, you know, there's always that, you know, through the valley, there's always that positive on the other end.
Yeah, and actually note, Romans 8:28 is actually one of my favorite verses. So I'm glad you brought up that verse. It is a very powerful truth, just that idea that hope, it's just the basic idea that not even if you don't feel like God is in your life, you still,
right,
he still oversees those who even remotely love him. And just that basic idea of hope, which is, I believe, makes the song very powerful. Just that basic idea of hope, just the love and the hope is, it has an impact.
Yeah.
And get a little technical, a little bit. What inspires, how do you, what's the process of you like making a song? Do you just, you know, sit down and say, I'm going to make a song? Or do you have a basic idea? Or how does that work?
I've tried a couple of different ways. One way seems to work best for me than the others, but so I've tried a few different things. I've tried laying down a beat first and then creating a nice chord progression and then creating lyrics that now go with the the follow of the chord progression, that way doesn't work for me at all. So what I have found works the best for me is when I have first create the words and then I start singing the words, like just out in public. I'll be out somewhere and driving my car to work or wherever I'm going, and I just start singing those lyrics that I have until I come up with something that I feel like it just feels like those lyrics make sense with the notes that I'm singing. Yeah. And then my next process is I come into the studio. I'll pick a BPM. I'll pick a beats per minute, like 125, 135. I'll lay a kick drum on the solid notes, on the beats. And then I'll sing the notes that I've heard in my head for all this time in the mic. I'll bring out a pitch detector and I will figure out what notes that I am singing. And then based off of that, then that's, the notes that I'm singing, I will start building chords off of those notes. Figure out which key that my song is in, map out the key, and then start building the rest of the track from there.
Oh, cool. Very, very interesting method. Especially since your voice is a very central part, I believe, of your songs, and it's interesting it kind of starts that way.
Yeah.
So what have you been listening to lately? And I read through your artist PR page, and you mentioned Amplifier for JC. I'm glad right. that you are listening.
Yeah. Like I was saying in that interview, I feel like I'm always listening to Capital Kings. They're a big inspiration for my music now because I feel like I am in that electronic genre. So listening to, in my opinion, one of the best electronic artists out there, kind of getting a vibe for the different transitions and things that they're doing, the instruments they're using. I've been listening to your station, discovering, some new artists on there. I think it's great what you've got going on there with, giving artists like me a platform to share our music from. That's one of the hardest things I feel like as a independent artist. A couple things, one is it's hard to network. I feel like it's hard to find the right people, like we're doing now, like we're networking right now, Chase.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
And the other part is just hard to get, to be heard, to let people know your music's out there and to find stations that'll actually play your music. So I really appreciate what you do. I think it's great.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's that has, you just basically kind of said a little bit of the goal of Amplifier for JC, because when I started just posting Instagram, posting a few songs, I didn't know I would find so much good music from artists who may not be, known as much, but I was really surprised. I hate to say it, but I was very surprised, and I found so many good artists who just need to be heard.
Yeah.
And you were definitely one of them. And also the networking thing is another big thing. I thought like maybe a few artists would contact me, but I at first didn't think I could fill a 1 hour show with enough artist music I'd meet, but now I have a whole station and I'm able to meet artists, get music, learn about them and what they do. So I think I'm really glad to hear you say that the networking is something that you appreciate.
Yeah, definitely. And it's really cool hearing those new artists, I didn't know who Justin Morgan was till you posted about him the other day, but I thought, yeah. Especially his track Worship, I thought that was really cool.
Yeah. Yeah. He's pretty good. I'll definitely have to bring him in for an interview too as well. Cause I really like the artists, especially you who they have a base in a genre, but they still are willing to kind of change their sound and stuff to really incorporate a lot of different genres and instruments, right. And it's really amazing.
Yeah.
And to get a little more spiritual, what do you think was kind of a big thing in your relationship with Christ? Something that just changed, like came out of a hard time or something powerful that happened to you?
Well, so I grew up in church all my life, but I did go through a time where I don't know why, but for some reason I just fell into a depression, and it was not like I wasn't sad about anything. I just felt I had nothing on my mind that really made me sad. I just felt completely, sad. Nothing I used to enjoy. I didn't enjoy anything that I used to enjoy. I couldn't watch a movie, you know, and be like, hey, you know, the funny parts weren't funny. The sad parts weren't even sad. I just felt completely flatlined. I don't even remember what age this was. I'm going to guess and say maybe around 10, 11 years old. And I didn't know why. But I just remember feeling that way for a while. And I couldn't cry. I couldn't laugh. Like nothing. I just did not feel emotionally moved by anything. And I remember getting down on my knees in the corner of my room. And I just started crying out to God and asking, you know, for him to take this feeling, this depression away from me. And then at that moment, I actually started crying. And it's funny because I couldn't cry, you know, for the however long that had been, those weeks or whatever. I started to cry. I started to feel again and literally got up from that moment and then was happy. And I could, you know, then enjoy life and enjoy things. I don't know what that depression was. I don't know if it was an attack from the enemy or what you call it, but I just know that when I got on my knees and I prayed to God, he took it from me. And, you know, that to me is a memory that sticks in my mind that I look back to like, no one can tell me God isn't real because I've experienced him myself. So.
Yeah. Powerful, very powerful story. Yeah. It's just amazing. And I could see why hope is an important factor to you and through that story. That's very, very interesting.
Right.
Now, what advice would you give a creative Christian, like either a music artist or someone like me who likes to talk and write, or a painter, just someone who likes to use his creative talents for the Lord?
My best advice is, you know, just do what you feel that you're called to do, regardless of whether you've got five people following you today or, you know, 250 or 5,000. Do what you feel that God's called you to do, because there's going to be moments where not everybody's going to like what you're doing, but that doesn't mean that you're not on the right path. I mean, that, you know, that Jesus had highs and lows in his ministry on earth too. He had a time when everybody was following him and he was in God's will then. And then he had a time where he had to go into the wilderness to be tempted. He was in God's will then. And then he had a time where everyone turned on him and they crucified him on a cross, but he was still in God's will. So regardless of what you see or what you're seeing from your outside, you know, at your atmosphere, those outside influences, just stay in what you know God's called you to do in your life. And he will use that and make a difference in the world.
Yeah. Thank you. That is amazing advice. Again, thank you for being the first artist to be interviewed, and hope to hear from you again. Stay in touch and keep making the music.
Well, thanks for having me, Chase.
Thank you so much. And you definitely have talent. You have passion. And
thank you.
I think you've got a really God-given talent. I expect to hear more from you in the future.
Yeah. I hope to keep pumping out new music. So,
yeah. Lord willing.